This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news headlines first. Fluctuation in the flow of water level in Saptakoshi River. Three people electrocuted in Saptari district and China begins unprecedented military drills around Taiwan. Now the news in detail. Fluctuations in the flow of water level in the Saptakoshi River continue. Chief District Officer of Sunsari, Indra Deep Yadav, informed that the water flow is 228,025 cubics per second, according to measurement at 8 a.m. this morning. Out of 56 gates of Kosi Barrage, 41 gates have been now opened. Chief District Officer Yadav said that although the Kosi River overflowed and went towards the settlement of Dumribote, a municipality near Udaipur, the flow of water from the Kosi Barrage continues to fluctuate. Informed that due to fluctuation in the flow of water in Saptakoshi, the land has started to erode in Sri Lanka Island, Dumribote in Belka municipality in Udaipur and Lakkoch in the north. The rescue team is ready to take the local residents of the river cut down area to a safe place. He further said that a notification has also been issued for the local residents to be prepared. At least three persons, including two from the same family, were electrocuted in Saptari last night. Two persons lost their lives to electric shocks in Kanchanrub municipality last night. The deceased have been identified as Saudanda Sardar and his sister-in-law Anjali Sardar of Kanchanrub 6. According to DSP at Dera Police Office Kanchanpur, Ram Kumar Yadav, 7-month pregnant Anjali got electric shocks while fetching water from a tube well that was installed with a water lifting motor in front of his house. DSP Yadav said Saudanda also got electric shocks while he rushed to rescue his father-in-law who was lying unconscious. Both of them died on the spot. Likewise, 56-year-old Siva Sankar Saha of Rajgarh Rural Municipality 2, Kamalpur in Saptari was also electrocuted. He also got electric shocks while lifting water through a water lifting motor in front of his home. The chairperson of the National Assembly of Nepal, Ganesh Prasad Timil Sinha, yesterday visited the Himalayan International Academy in the capital of Tokyo in course of his visit to Japan to attend the Nepal festival. Chairperson Timil Sinha observed the teaching, learning and extracurricular activities at school with the school promoters, teachers and the management team. According to school's principal Kalu Singh Mehta, Chairperson Timil Sinha inquired about the school's teaching, learning activities and the problems being faced by the school. Likewise, Chairperson Timil Sinha and the school management discussed the promotion of the Nepali language, culture and tradition in Japan by this school. Chairperson Timil Sinha expressed his deep appreciation for the school activities and hoped that the students of this school would become cultural ambassadors of Nepal in Japan and around the world after completing their education. He also expressed his commitment to resolving any challenges this school might face in the future. An aircraft of Sri Airlines has made an emergency landing at Nepalganj Airport today. Sri Airlines Nepalganj Station Chief Parshuram Chaudhary said the aircraft that took off for Kathmandu from Nepalganj made an emergency landing after 6 minutes in the air as smoke started to appear inside the aircraft. A total of 79 passengers were inside the aircraft and all of them are safe, added Chaudhary. He mentioned that a team of engineers from Kathmandu will arrive at Nepalganj to find out the reason behind it and a technical examination of the aircraft has been started. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country today. Light to moderate rain is possible at some places of the country and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Gandaki province and Sudhur Pashchim today. Similarly, the division stated that the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country tonight. Light to moderate rain is possible in some places of the country and chances of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the Gandaki province tonight. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. China has begun large-scale military sea and air exercises around the self-ruled island of Taiwan hours after U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's departure from Taipei following a whirlwind visit that enraged Beijing. State media reported the live-fire drills in six areas around Taiwan got underway at noon local time and will continue until the same time on August 7. China began military exercises on Tuesday night following Pelosi's arrival and later announced a raft of retaliatory economic measures in response to Pelosi's visit. Military activity continued yesterday with Taiwan saying the drills violated United Nations rules, invaded its territorial space and amounted to a blockade of its air and sea. Earlier today, the Minister of National Defense described China's military activities as irrational and with the intention of changing the status quo and undermining regional peace and stability. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for oil and gas companies to face special taxes. His comments come as surging energy prices sparked by the war in Ukraine pushing industry profits to new highs. Guterres said it was immoral for firms to be profiting from the crisis. Russia's invasion of Ukraine in February has worsened a global shortage of oil and gas, disrupting access to oil and gas from Russia, a major supplier, and driving prices higher. While households are grappling with higher energy bills, companies are reaping the benefits. BP recently reported its largest profit in 14 years, while sales profits in the April to June period hit a record. But French lawmakers recently rejected such a move, and there is little political momentum in the US despite a windfall tax proposal from some members of Congress. A manhunt is underway in northern Australia after three people were killed and another critically injured in a shooting on a remote property. Authorities say the shooting happened this morning local time in a cattle farm at Boogie in Queensland. Queensland police have locked down an area surrounding the property as they search for the killer or killers. Officers say the critically injured person, a man, had traveled many kilometers to raise the alarm. Officers say the victims have not been identified but are believed to be relatives of the injured man. Officer described Thursday's shooting as an extremely rare event. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Fluctuations in the flow of water level in the Saptakoshi River, three people electrocuted in Saptari district, and China begins unprecedented military drills around Taiwan. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.